Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Jordan, let's start off with this powerful move in gold again today, breaking through 1500. I know all eyes seem to be on about that 1550 level. That's the next resistance zone. But I have to say, gold is getting up to that zone very, very quickly. What do you think? The next stop, 1550? Care to update any of your technical outlooks, please?
Yeah, that basically summarizes it, Corey. I mean, 1525 to 1550 is a level I've been looking at since gold cleared that resistance in the upper 1300s. So it looks to be making a beeline there. It certainly happened much more quickly than we expected. I mean, there was some resistance at 1420, 1425, and gold was battling with that a week or so ago, and it was doing a pretty good job, even though it looked like, you know, there was a chance it might come back and retest 1370. Didn't happen as gold pushed higher. And I mean, 1475, there was some resistance there, but I mean, that didn't stop it. It's gone right through that. So yeah, I mean, it looks like we're going to see a beeline to 1550. And I'm looking at silver. Wow, what a move today, up 63 cents. These are the kind of moves that you tend to get I don't want to say this is the end of the move that we've had since May, but you know, we're getting close to 1550 now. And you know, when we look at how miners are performing, Corey, we're seeing lots of gaps in the market, and we're also seeing the market, while it's trading higher, it's struggling to close near the highs. So we're seeing a little bit of distribution. So this would not be the time to, I would say, for the most part, you know, you don't want to be putting on new positions here, given how close we are to resistance in gold. But I know we'll talk about the miners later.
Well, that's the thing. You look at back in late May to where gold is now, we have about a $200 move. So finally, some momentum to the upside. And yes, it is moving very quickly, which can make some people feel like, you know what, maybe a pullback or a slowdown is warranted. But also, you need to consider that breakout that we had throughout June. For most of July, gold kind of moved sideways. It almost consolidated that gain and now looks to be having another leg up. Any thoughts on that July trading where it mostly went sideways, fought with about that 1425 level, and now has moved substantially higher?
Yeah, I mean, it was trading around those levels, and the price action, like the daily candles, were not so bullish. It looked like there was a lot of distribution going on. But nevertheless, although that was happening, the consolidation happened after a fairly strong move. And, you know, gold was, it was holding above 1380. I think it tested it once or twice quickly. It never went below 1400 again. So on top of that, I know we're going to talk about gold against foreign currencies, but, you know, the dollar wasn't going down, yet gold was holding up really well. And, you know, once gold broke above 1425 for good, I mean, once it closed above 1425-ish, then we knew that it was ready to trend towards 1525 to 1550.
All right, Jordan, let's get into gold against foreign currencies, because something that we've followed closely is that move higher. And now we're at all-time highs, aren't we, for gold against foreign currencies?
Yes, a couple days ago, it made a new all-time high, and yesterday it closed again, a new all-time high. So for those who are not familiar, another way to look at this is gold multiplied by the dollar. I know Tom McClellan calls it the gold dollar index, but I call it gold against foreign currencies because we're basically measuring gold against the dollar index basket. So we're measuring gold without the impact of a dollar either way. And so we're basically looking at gold against a basket, which is close to 70% euro, or maybe it's 60% euro or 15% yen, something like that. But I forget the exact percentages. Corey, if you look at, and I was looking at the monthly close for July, and basically every major currency, gold made a new all-time high as far as the monthly close, except gold against the euro and the dollar. And, you know, when we're looking at the daily close, gold against the euro is, I don't know, 3 or 4% away from an all-time high. But pretty soon, at some point, we're going to be saying, you know, gold is at a new all-time high in every currency except the dollar. I mean, now it's except the dollar and the euro, but the euro is so close, gold is further away. But Corey, this is so important because this tends to be a leading indicator over time. And I love to see, when you're looking at leading indicators and these kind of ratios, you want to see new highs, you know, breakouts above really key levels. So that obviously gold against foreign currencies has been much stronger than gold, but the fact that it's been able to close at a new all-time high, I mean, that is the kind of divergence which is extremely significant. So it's shocking to think of how strong gold is against foreign currencies, given where the dollar is. Because, again, if we're looking at this, like trying to compare it to the dollar, this is, you know, gold about, this is gold in dollar terms with respect to the other currencies. It would be as if it were trading above 1900. And we know that gold is only trading at 1500 right now. So, I mean, this is just a heck of a move. It's amazing relative strength that we're seeing. And it bodes really well for the future of this move.
Hey, just more ammo for all of those, including us, who are saying this could be very early stage in this gold bull market. Let's also talk about gold to U.S. equity markets, or gold to the S&P ratio. We're finally getting a breakout to the upside from what really has been kind of a downtrending ratio here ever since that bounce in 2016. And quite frankly, again, now finally starting to get some upper moves. What's the importance of this chart?
Corey, this is so important. I mean, I don't want to boil it all down to this ratio, but this, to me, is going to tell us if this move is going to stop at 1700 or if it's going to go through 2000, basically. And so this, we've seen a nice move over the last week. The ratio is up to about 0.54 now, or it's fractionally above that. But if you look at the beginning of 2017, there's two peaks in 2017, right around 0.54, you know, maybe one is at 0.55. You also have the peak at the very end of 2018, which was just a hair above 0.54. So basically what I'm getting at, and again, we're at about 0.524 right now. So we are a couple percent, or let's say 4 or 5% away from important resistance in the gold to the S&P 500 ratio. If gold can break above that and then hold above it on a retest and just stabilize above that 0.54 level, that is going to be super bullish for the entire sector. Now, we're already seeing that happen with respect to GDX against the S&P. GDX is already, it's already broken. It's trading at, I think, very close to a two-year high. It's already broken above it. It's retested it successfully. So the gold stocks are giving us a good indication there of potential relative strength to come for gold against the stock market. But, I mean, Corey, this is the last key thing here. I mean, if gold can, again, break above that level and then hold it and stabilize above it, that is going to be a very, very bullish sign for precious metals. And if that happens, this move is more likely to go to 2,000 than not. I'm not saying it's going to go to 2,000 in a month or two, but, you know, eventually in the next, who knows, 12 months, maybe 18 months. But that this is really the key ratio, the key intermarket relationship that we need to continue to watch, because if the stock market strengthens, you know, we're not going to see as many rate cuts, and then gold is not going to have as much fuel to continue to rise. However, if the stock market weakens and the Fed actually has to follow through, I mean, the market's now, I think, expecting 4 rate cuts in the next year, the next 12 months, significant thing to watch.
All right, Jordan, a lot to unpack there. And I do want to get one final comment regarding GDX, because GDX has also had a very powerful move and is very close right now to that high it reached in 2016. This would be a major breakout, I think, if we could get above that high. What do you think about this overall strength and even the potential of GDX to move up to make it up to that breakout level?
What's really interesting to me, Corey, is what is going to happen with GDXJ that's been lagging, because GDX is trading just below 30 right now, and that, I believe, that 2016 high is in the 31s. GDXJ is trading in the 42s right now, and I think its high is 49 or 50. So that's really, I mean, it makes sense that we could see GDX, it's going to hit this, it hit the 2016 peak as gold hits 1550. I'm not really sure what that means for GDXJ, where it could, you know, where it could start to correct. But it'll certainly be interesting to see if, you know, what kind of correction we get at 1550 and presumably GDX at 31 or 32 or wherever the exact high is. But I will say, Corey, you know, we talked about this at the beginning. We're here in the morning, so obviously there's, you know, 2.5 more hours of trading to go. But looking at the miners, you know, they gapped up again, but they're struggling holding the highs of the day. I mean, they're still going to have a good day, but, you know, we're looking at candles from the last four trading days. The market's starting to get gappy, and these candles are getting weaker as far as they're not holding, you know, they're not holding the highs. So, I mean, looking very short term, I would just be cautious. I would not expect this kind of strength to last that much longer. I mean, we're setting up again at 1550 and 3132 GDX. We could see some kind of a pullback at that point. So I just think, I know it's easy to get really bullish and really excited, but just temper your expectations, because we are coming into some significant resistance with respect to GDX as well as gold at 1550.
Okay. Yeah, that's a very good comment too. Very short term. Yes, there could be a little bit of a slowdown here because of how bullish everybody is, but rightfully so. Many reasons to be bullish on the precious metals, but unfortunately that also means bearish on risk on assets as well as overall global economies. But that's a road we've been going down for a while. Jordan, great chatting with you. Thanks for sharing some of your technical updates. And everyone, click that link below and go visit Jordan's website, read over some of his free content, and consider subscribing to his newsletter. Thanks, Jordan.